A huge happy Father's Day for all you parents out there who are also Honda creators. I know it was a great weekend for you, so hopefully you got to spend time with the family and shoot some content. That's what I'm hoping for to fill out your week, you know what I'm saying? Aside from that, we got a lot of cool stuff to talk about, and Adam Vival is behind the wheel of a DC5 yet again. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Honda Recap. If this is your first time watching, make sure to hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, and that bell so you're notified every Monday night at 8 p.m. when this comes out. Basically, what I'm trying to do is take everything that's going on in the Honda universe and bring it into one cohesive episode one day a week, and that's Monday night at 8 o'clock, so we can hang out and talk what's going on in the Honda community. It's been a fun week, and like I said, it's Father's Day, and I know a lot of you out there who are also making Honda content are fathers, even though they don't really bring their family in on the videos. People trying to keep their family and their videos completely separate, it's completely understandable, but it is surprising to know how many of you out there have kids, have families, and are still out there weekly working on your car, working on your projects, and making a bunch of awesome content for everybody who's watching day to day. So, props to you. Happy Father's Day, guys. Speaking of that, I want to go ahead and kick this off with Zosh. Just kidding, he's not a dad, but he is the uncle to a few people, so it's kind of, you know, it's not close at all. Anyway, so we got a bunch of Ruckus content coming from Zosh, and as of like 20 minutes ago, I swear, he just posted a video about Christina. It's not looking good, but it is at the same time because his car got tuned, but you know, there's always a caveat whenever he goes to get tuned. But like I said, the Ruckus content is looking amazing. He pulled everything apart and he's gonna paint it so it matches his car, and he just got his car tuned, so it's gonna be a great week. I know you got a lot of stuff planned. You'll fix all the problems that you're about to deal with, and I see in the future, if you haven't watched the video, I'm sure you have because this is gonna come out after he just posted right now, Sunday night. Following that, we got Hunter Tuned. I'm super happy to say that this guy got a Del Sol. It's amazing to me how many of you guys are getting Del Sols out there on YouTube, even though that it's only like 3 or 4 of you, but that's more than I think there's ever been. So everybody go over to Hunter Tuned's latest video or second to latest video and tell him to keep the Del Sol. He's had one before. It was a single cam. I think he boosted it. He had a lot of fun with it, but you know what? I think it's gonna be an awesome car. Once you sell your Mazda, you're gonna like it. You're gonna wanna keep it, and it'll fit perfectly right there in storage until you're ready. You got an amazing deal on it. Have fun with it, man. I'm really excited to see what you can pull off with that. Speaking of Del Sols, we got Chris Sadowski actually sprung a leak in his Del Sol. It's a common problem. This usually happens. A little trade secret is in 1997, Del Sol switched up how they do their seals. And you know what? Anyone from like 92 to 96 actually put 97 Del Sol seals in their target top and their windows. It helps with rattles, it helps with seals and everything like that. So it's definitely something you wanna check out. For the most part, clean it up. There's a lot of drains. You're gonna have a lot of fun. And I love the fact that you just basically put a lot of time and effort into the car. You're driving it a lot more. I know you're taking the DA out there for fun rips at night and things like that. But I know in my heart that you're driving that Del Sol around and you're falling in love with it and taking it skating with you. It's great. Let's keep that community alive. Following that, we got Young Static. This guy has not quit on his drag CRX. In reality, I think the guy is maybe in it, maybe $300. I'm not even sure. And you know what? It's amazing. This guy's getting handbrakes in it. He's buffing out the Rust-Oleum paint job. And he basically deleted the side mirrors as of recently. And I believe also this weekend, he took it out to the drag strip. So I'm super excited to see what times you're getting because you put it on a diet, you cut out some unnecessary metal to lighten it up. Let's see how fast you went, man. Speaking of CRXs, we got the EF family. So with that said, we got Deadbeat Garage making DIY side cuts in his fenders. They came out amazing. You know, there's a lot of options out there if you want to buy them and put them in your cars, but you know what? That's not what Deadbeat Garage is about. He's about doing it with his own two hands as cheap as he can and making it look better than what you can buy. And I think you actually pulled it off, man. I am super excited to see what color you paint them. Obviously, you're going to color match to the khaki. That was a dumb statement, I know. But you got an awesome wing. You got the side cutouts. What's next for the exterior? Let's see it happen. All right, following that, we got Steven Ocasio. Over the past couple videos, he's been taking the engine out, cleaning up his engine bay. He has repainted his engine bay and has it now in his car looking phenomenally, guys. I can't imagine the effort this guy put in. He gets off of work like maybe, what, 7, 8 o'clock. He's got like an hour left of daylight. That doesn't stop him. He's out there swapping out transmission bolts to try to keep it clean. He decided not to actually paint the motor and trans because he didn't want it to chip or anything like that. So he's polishing it up, making it look as super nice as it does from OEM from the factory and getting it back in the car. I admire your hustle, man, and the times that you do have and just making it work. And on a tiny side note, I just want to throw it out there because I'm personally impressed. I looked up Steven Ocasio online and I found out that this guy was legitimately almost a professional BMX biker out there on the streets. I don't know, man. You got Chris Sadowski who skates, and I really want to see Steven Ocasio out there on his bike. I know you miss it, man. Just roll around on the streets. It's amazing to see the videos of you out there on the internet. I know you're still good. I'd love to see that more in the vlogs. All right, next we got La Tommy La. This guy has yet again swapping up the parts on his EK hatch. As of recently, he got a 5-Zygon exhaust. He got it from Up Garage in Japan. Finally reached to him, put it on his car, and you know what? It's looking great. I love the fitment. I love the sound. And you know what? I like the way you handle all the haters in your comments because everyone expects you to just sell it or get rid of it. And you are the pinnacle of dealing with people in the comments because people always question why you do the things you do and no one really understands it. You just want to switch it up as much as possible because it's your car. It's insane how many of you out there get comments in your videos of just telling you how to build your car or why are you doing this or you should do this. In reality, the upload button is the same for everybody. You can make your own videos. You can build anything the way you like it. And every time I read Tommy's comments, it's insane how many opinions people have out there. And I love the fact that you don't care. You're just going to keep building the car the way you want to. And you're just kind of like, I don't know. I don't really have to deal with these funny random comments. You know, you just set it aside and you build it your way. And that's awesome, dude. I commend that. Up next, we got Refined Movement. Definitely making more movement on that EG hat with their sponsor out there in the UK sending them the best hard race products you can get for that EG. It's coming along nicely. It's only a matter of days, most likely weeks, a little bit before you actually get it on the track. But you know what? Once it hits there, you're going to have zero things to worry about. You're just going to literally hit the track, push it to its limit, and have absolute most fun you could have with this car. And I know that's why you're building it. All right, I brought it up at the beginning. We got Adam Ivel back at it with the Honda content. Just kidding. He's been having tons of fun with his MX-5 drift car. And you know what? I've loved that content as well. And I'm super happy to see you behind the wheel of a DC5. Adam did an awesome little review of a DC5. And you can just see the smile on his face of how much he loves that car. I believe he's had 3 at some point. I may be wrong about that. But you have tons of content, tons of knowledge. And this one exactly is a really cool collab. And I'm really happy to see you out there helping the other people out there start to grow their channels, whether it be for Hondas or anything like that. And I'm just happy to see you behind the wheel of that DC5. I know you miss it. I miss you in that car. Maybe one day you'll get it again. But as soon as that EG gets back from the body shop, getting the windows put in, it's game on. And I'm very happy about that. Next up, we got VTEC Academy Hush Performance out there showing you how they got their K24 for their EF build so cheaply. It's an awesome video, basically scouring the junkyards, finally saw something and you have to act instantly. And you know what? Brian's out there helping him on his side. They pulled the motor out very quickly and just kind of showing you, you know what? How do you find the parts for your build on the cheap? So definitely check out the latest VTEC Academy video. Following that, we got Surgmotive Garage. This guy also has a K20, K24 that he takes to the drag strip. I think he's running solid 12s right now, and he wanted to sit down and kind of show you everything he had to do to get there and how much it actually costed. It was really a cool video. Just seeing your perspective, what you had to do, where you got your parts, and how much it actually took to get to where you are right now. I think a lot of people have those questions, but you know what? Prices are different depending on the chassis you start with. Obviously, you went with a DC5. Chris Sadowski sat down and did the same sort of video on how he put the K20A2 in his DA. Prices were a little different. Everyone gets their stuff differently, and depending on what chassis you start with, definitely dictates where you're gonna end. All right, we got here Garage Built Hondas, one of the old favorites, did a quick video on how to actually identify what B-series transmission you have. You know what? We got a lot of choices, Type R, LS, GSR, B16, they're endless. But you know what? If you went on Craigslist and you were trying to buy something and someone said, hey, it's an LS transmission, and you realized it's not, or vice versa, you know what I mean? You go to buy a GSR and they're trying to sell you an LS. You need to kind of know what you're looking at. This is an awesome video to watch if you have any questions like that, just to kind of bone up on your knowledge. And you know what? What better person for it to come from than John Widmer out there at Garage Built Hondas. Next up, we got 79th Production. This guy has been building a very, very cheap car because he found an amazing deal and he's decided, you know what? How can I build the greatest looking car on a budget? It's along the lines of what Young Static's been doing for years, and I'm super happy that, you know what? It's still possible to do this from $50 Rust-Oleum paint job. This guy recently actually found a whole set of wheels for $100 that looked very good, paint matched them to the car, and it came out great. You're gonna have so much fun with this car. All right, and up next, we got Miton Films. Project Integra finally hits the racetrack. And you know what? It happened to be in the rain. I don't know what to tell you about that, man. That sucks. But at the same time, I know you were out there having super amounts of fun. I did one or two track days in the rain in the Del Sol. And you know what? It's a completely different experience. But you know, the reason you're at the track? To learn your car, how it handles in every single situation. And the rain is definitely one to know how your car is going to handle at high speeds, turning, braking. It's just good knowledge to have. So I'm really excited for you, and I'm happy to know that, you know what, you were able to finally get your car to the track and get that experience in the bank. All right, last but not least, we got that deaf guy, EG9, putting in work in his car. I think he's plugging a lot of things in the firewall, doing a lot of necessary things he needs to do, because I see his vision, I've spoken to him, he has a lot of ideas, and he definitely wants to get it all together. So I'm super excited about your channel. I'm so happy that you're starting to grow, you're putting out a lot more videos, your confidence is growing, and your car looks great. I know it's only a matter of time before you just start driving that thing, smashing around, and having a blast. All right, guys, this is the time in the recap. I like to sit down and kind of introduce some new channels into the flow so that way we can start talking about some new people. And to kick this off, I want to start with Kevin Kuth.
Picked up a toolbox. Got a pretty good deal on it. It's a little Craftsman toolbox. I mean, it's kind of dirty, but, you know, that's what the 409 and rag is for.
I've seen Kevin in the comments for quite some time, and he decided, you know what, I'm going to start my channel. I'm going to move forward. I think he was living abroad for quite some time, and he was buying parts and saving them and saving them. And finally, he's here. He's in California. He's in the Bay Area. I haven't met the guy, but he's got an EK hatch. It looks really nice. He's got a lot of progress, and I think he's got like a loot drop of parts on his way to him from wherever he was. I believe he was in Europe at some point, but all his parts are finally gonna arrive. He's gonna be able to put it on his car. And as of lately, he bought a new toolbox so he can start putting everything in it and getting ready. Cause when those parts come, he's finally gonna be able to build the car he's been planning for the past months. All right, guys, following that, last but not least, we got the High Beams crew.
Yo, what's going on? Dylan here reporting for High Beams crew. Feel like it's been a while since I made a video like this, but now I'm back in action, back to business. Today, I'm gonna give you an update on what's going on with the FA5. And also I got a new mod in the works. I'm gonna do a little unboxing and let's see what I'm up to.
In the latest video, we got Dylan representing for the High Beams crew. This guy has got a beautiful Civic Si. He's got a bunch of parts he wants to put on the car. And I really enjoy this channel because it's not just him. He's got friends. They all collaborate. They all have fun. It's just a group of friends that all hang out, go to shows, build their cars, and they're just all involved, you know? And I love these kind of channels. I know it's really hard out there for certain content creators who are just by themselves pumping out content. And you know what? If you've learned anything from TV, it's people like recurring casts. So it's really, really happy to see groups like this that are just hanging out and we just want to make videos and just hang out with each other. So with that said, if you haven't watched the High Beams crew, definitely go ahead and check them out. Just like everybody else I've talked about today, I'll have their information below in the description. Go over to their channel, hit their subscribe button if you haven't, watch their latest videos, leave a comment, tell them Honda Vlogs sent you, and let's bring this community together. All right, guys, with that said, that's it for this week of the Honda Recap. Thank you for tuning in again. Like I said, if this is your first time, hit the subscribe button, make a comment down below. If you see a channel that you know, tell them what's up. Tell them you watch their channel. Tell them your favorite video. If you want to support the channel, definitely head over to hondavlogs.com/shop. Pick yourself up a shirt. All the money goes right back into the channel to help build this community, to help bring the content up, and I'll see you guys next week. Peace.